I got the bike nearly 4 years ago, and I had it custom painted and customised, and I basically use it to raise money for British Limbless Ex-Servicemen.
We're actually here with the bike at the moment, and the artwork on this bike is absolutely stunning. Just talk us through, what have we got here?
Most importantly, we've got a Lynx helicopter on the tank. My son's in the Army Air Corps, and that's one of the reasons I had that picture put on there. We've got the Royal Artillery, we've got some poppies, a dog handler on one side of the tank with his dog, which I quite like, a bit of camouflage, Apaches, Chinooks, guns, helmets, all sorts, and mottos. We've got a little bit of Henry V on the back mudguard, which I quite like because it stirs the blood up a little bit, and it attracts a lot of attention.
It is absolutely beautiful and such an amazing tribute, but how did the idea come about to do this?
My son's in the Air Corps. He's got a couple of friends who have actually lost limbs, and I said to him one day, I want to do something. I want to do a bike and get it all customised so I can take it around the country to raise awareness for a services charity. My son said that Blesma have done a lot to help his two friends. They started to be established in 1930. I think it was fully 1932 before it was fully up and running. A lot of people hadn't heard of it. And so I thought, well, I can't run a marathon. I can't climb a mountain. I can't cycle ride around the world. I wanted to do something that I like. I'm a big motorcycle fan. And I thought this would be quite good to raise awareness for Blesma now, which is what I do, British Limbless Ex-Servicemen.
You must have travelled a lot of miles on the bike. Tell us some of the places that you've been with it.
Oh, well, all over the place, really. I think possibly one of the most special ones was over to Normandy for the 70th anniversary of D-Day. And my favourite place, Pegasus Bridge, took it there, had some lovely photographs, met a lot of the veterans, which was very special. Rode it across Pegasus Bridge with the bagpipes blaring out the speakers because I've got a stereo on it, which is quite effective. And round England, all around the country, really. Just, I haven't been too far up for north, but I intend to take it up there. It's just that it gets a bit dirty. I'm a bit possessive. I like it to be clean, you know.
I have to say, it is very spick and span. That must take a lot of time and effort to try and get that looking as good as it does.
Well, I've got to say, when I came back from Normandy, it actually took me 14 hours to get it back to what it was. It was smothered.
You raise money for Blesma with the bike, but you're also going to be holding a charity football match.
I was a football manager for 20 years. I retired about 4 years ago. Basically started in 1990 when my son was watching the World Cup, ended up taking him down at 8 years old and ended up getting lumbered with about 30 kids of my own and went from there. And a lot of the boys who are now pretty ancient in their 30s, they all said to me about, can we have another game? And I thought it would be an ideal opportunity to raise awareness and get a bit of money in for Blesma. We've got a static helicopter display coming from the army. They're bringing a gazelle down, sit in the car park. There's a summer fair on the top pitch and the game. And we've got about 30 lads coming back who used to play for me.
If we would like to perhaps come along, when and where is it?
Well, it's this Saturday, 21st. It's at Hampton and Richmond Borough Football Club in Hampton, and it's a 3 o'clock kickoff.